The agency is fairly small comparatively, that there's less than 500 FTE. Over the past 30 years of the agency's existence, we've largely been an O&M shop, so a lot of operations on that side. What has changed over the last year or so is that Congress enacted the Consumer Product Safety Improvement Act of 2008. And there are some specific requirements in that act. One is about creating a public database of incidents. Specifically, they refer to it as a searchable Consumer Product Safety Incident Database. And the other requirement of that section of the act, Section 212, requires that the agency modernize its systems. So we're shifting from just an O&M shop to a more strategic shop at this point. So right now, the majority of my time is spent on the strategic side.
That's fascinating. I remember the act. I remember the bill. I didn't realize the impact it has on your specific area, the CIO shop. Can you give us maybe a little bit of a status check on that? I know that's probably part of your priorities, which we'll get to later. But while we're talking about it, how are you guys doing in developing that searchable database, and how are you guys doing in modernizing?
It's really hard to separate the two, obviously, but we're on target to deliver that database next March of 2011. In the meantime, what we've done is we've had public hearings, some public workshops. The agency has a number of stakeholders, obviously, manufacturers, retailers, but consumers. So we've brought as many people as we can to the table to just to talk out exactly what this thing should look like and what's the best use of technology, et cetera. We've implemented a public website around this effort that eventually will evolve into the public database itself. But it's www.saferproducts.gov. And what we're trying to do with that is let people know exactly what the status of this project is. And as we get closer to implementing pieces, we'll probably start to, I don't want to say showcase, but prototype some of what we're working on. Right now, we're really involved in the user requirement phase and developing those kind of things. It also, this effort will have a huge impact on the rest of the agency. So there's also a big effort around business architecture, obviously, and business processes. And what's kind of unique, I think, about this particular project, and it's all positive, is that we've got a lot of support. It's fair to say that right from the head of the organization, the chairman, Inez Tenenbaum, has made it clear from the day that she walked in here that this database is a priority to her. And whether it's coincidence or not, all of our senior executives have really given us a lot of time and resources. Probably 25% of this agency is actively involved in this project at any given time, which is kind of remarkable. I think it isn't something, it's as much a business and a program area thing as it is an IT thing. So I think that bodes well for its success.
Talk a little bit more about the database. You said you guys are just in the requirements gathering stage. What kind of timeline are you on? What are your next set of milestones that we should maybe look out for?
Our end game is to put the public database out to the public next March. Obviously, there's some other pieces that we have to dovetail into that. One of the requirements of the act is that the manufacturers have the ability to comment on these incident reports that come in, and there's some particular time constraints around that. So part of what we're doing, and when I say there's a number of stakeholders here, if someone were to put in an incident report about product XYZ, then the manufacturer of that product can come in and make a comment, and it could run the gamut, that isn't our product, or lots of things. So the idea is that when this public database is out there, that any consumer can come in and see if they want to be able to make an informed a shopping decision. Just as an example about, I recently became a grandparent. So typical of new parents and new grandparents. I go to our website, I look at information, I try to make informed decisions about safe products to bring into my own home. So what the intent of this is to be able to do that same thing across these 15,000 different product types, right? That a consumer would be able to go in, do a search against whatever potentially they're interested in looking at, and see what the agency has done, not just with recalls, but what other people are reporting about, incidents, things they have seen, because it helps inform their buying decisions. The manufacturer's comments are very, very important to that process as well. So because it just fleshes out the picture, puts more colors on a picture. So what we'll see over time is that one of the thrust of this thing is the manufacturer side. Another is the consumer side. So our next piece is sort of what you'll start to see is us go down those two tracks. Obviously, at this point, we're doing things like storyboarding, incident reporting features, and manufacturer's registration and that kind of thing. But we're on track to. I hope what I'd like to believe is that we'll be able to start working directly with manufacturers sometime late next fall to get them into the system.